You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So talk to me about this gadget. If it's the one I'm thinking, I totally understand your wife's love affair.
We talked about it in passing before the weekend started. We got a new label maker at the house. I don't want to brag or anything, but it's Bluetooth and you can print right off your phone and it's inkless and it's pretty darn cool, you guys. And yeah, Nick Knack last night was labeling that crap out of everything. Has our name on it now.
They're addictive, though.
So addictive. And she's labeling like every pencil for the school supplies. She's putting them on backpacks and notebooks and water bottles. And
it's a little crazy.
She's like, this is a game changer. So I can imagine. What do you got
here's
there?
Mine
oh, yeah,
right
there's
here.
Yours. There you go.
It's made by Brother.
Okay.
And I got this label maker because a few years ago I read a book. And what was the book called? Getting Things Done. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that book?
No.
It's a great book.
They have a chapter on label making, though?
Well, the guy, what was that author's name? David Allen. David Allen called Getting Things Done. It's still on my bookshelf. Because he put a thing in there about how the simplest little stuff in your life can really turn your organization around. And he goes, a label maker, as dumb as it sounds, goes a long way into upping your productivity and your organization. And I was like, well, that sounds just silly enough to be true. So I went out and I got one.
Yeah, oh my God. Labeling all your totes and your boxes. And
love my label.
Your files, everything. You can label everything.
Here's a laptop right here that I use every day, right? And you see, I've got this little label.
You got a date on it.
Just on there, right?
Why
there.
Why is that on there?
Because
is that
I
the
have...
year?
Yeah, so I have two... MacBooks,
okay,
laptops, and they look identical. So I just put a little label on each one with the year that I got them. So I know which one's the old one, which one's the, because they both get used every day.
You had a 2015 on that one, so.
I had to.
Time for an upgrade.
I had to, yeah, this one only gets used when I'm on the air on the show, but I had to label them so I could tell them apart. Some people put the funny little stickers on, but I just use my label maker.
The messages are already coming in, sharing the links to the label makers. You know what? Just go on and do your own research. I guess I could figure out which one she got. The one that she got is, yours is huge. It has a keyboard on it. The one we picked up is probably the size of an iPhone. And you just shoot it. There's an app, and then you shoot over from your phone to the label maker, and it spits it out.
That's very cool. Yeah, I've had this thing for at least a dozen years, if not longer.
Yeah, I'll have Nick Knack send me the link for anyone that's interested if you're dying to make labels.
But Jeremy's right. You can just Google search.
There's
a thousand companies make them. Mine is called the P-Touch, the letter P-Touch, by Brother. And I've used it, like I said, for years and years and years. But you can, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they're all going to do basically the same thing. They make labels.
So getting off the label maker, though, the gist of this subject or this topic was, what's the little device at your house that you just can't get enough of? It, like, controls your life because you love it so much. Lori wrote in and said the avocado cutting tool is a game changer.
Oh.
Yeah. She added to the text, too. She said, unfortunately, we didn't discover it until my husband almost cut off his pinky while cutting an avocado and needed surgery. And she sent those pictures too, Dom.
Oh, I've got another one that I should post on our Facebook page.
What
it's
is
a
it?
Peeler, but it's the
like
most
a potato?
Mind. You can use it for potatoes, but you can use it like for anything else. Like if you're peeling an apple or peeling, I don't know, any
carrot?
Kind of fruit.
Kiwi?
But it is the greatest peeler in the world.
He couldn't
and
live
I hate
without
to
it.
Gush about it, but I'm going to take a picture of it and post it on
about.
Our Facebook page.
You got to gush about the peeler. This is what this time is all about right now.
I'm gushing about the peeler.
I'm going to gush about my Roomba. I love having the Roomba at the house.
A lot of people say I've never had one, but people
I
say they're
fantastic.
I'm telling
you, man, game changer in the world of vacuuming your floors. And like you turn it on and you feel like you're accomplishing so much and the house is getting clean and you're not having to do any of it. The little robot's doing it. It is a game changer for sure. If you don't have a Roomba, get one.
Here's our phone number. You need to call right now. The little household gadget that you love. You almost unnaturally love it so much. Lauren's going with the food dehydrator.
Oh, my God. Growing up, my mom went through this huge phase where we had to dehydrate everything. Fruits and vegetables and meats. It was like the thing back in the 90s, I guess.
For Teresa, the electric wine opener.
Oh, yeah. Why actually, I think she's on the line right now. She called us.
You want to talk to her? She did?
She did.
I definitely want to talk to her then. Teresa, why do you need an electric wine opener? Why is that?
I got it as a gift, and it is fantastic. You just hold it on the top of the wine, push one button, it goes down, and then it
I've seen these.
The fork out. It is fantastic.
How much was this little device?
Well, I've since bought them for closing gifts. I'm a realtor, so I buy them for people, and they're about $30 on Amazon.
I got to get one. Gift. When you got to get into your wine in a hurry, you know?
Absolutely.
All right. That's great. I love that one.
Thank you for calling us. You have a fun day, okay?
All right. You too, boys.
See you later.
Appreciate you so much. And then I was talking about the peeler. Chad, do you have another, like, kitchen gadget that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do. I really like my mandolin slicer. Basically, my knife cuts are atrocious. I'd probably get kicked out of any kitchen. And so I like the mandolin because you just slide your food item across it. It cuts things really nice.
Oh, my God. I just looked it up because I didn't know what you were talking about. These little devices terrify me.
Is it almost like a table saw?
So, like, think of like a skateboard propped up at an angle with a blade in the middle of it, and you just run your onion back and forth on it, and it's like slice, 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 slice.
It seems
like
a table saw for produce.
Yeah, but don't you get your fingers sliced with that if you go too low?
You got to be careful with it because it does come with a guard. So you can use the guard so your fingers are protected, and you just basically put it into the top of the produce and just slice until you're right at the edge of it.
Chad, I'm looking at this.
You can go for it.
And it's like something you'd see in a horror movie where they just put somebody's hand on it and go back and forth.
How much is this thing?
Mine was like, I mean, they range in price. I think mine was like $25 or $30.
Yeah, I'm seeing $30.
Really nice ones. Really nice ones might be a little more expensive, but I'm happy with my like $25.
Well, it looks like a game changer in the world of slicing, Chad. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
really
that.
Really good.
Ashley went with the litter robot, litter as in
cat
litter.
Yeah, those are great.
The litter robot. She goes, I haven't had to scoop litter for over 3 years. Worth every penny. I would have paid double.
Yeah. somebody wrote in with the magic eraser. Have you ever used one of those magic erasers?
Mm-mm,
it's like a piece of foam, and you put a little water on it, and it takes it'll take blood off the wall and stuff.
Right. It's good for garage doors. You know, when you're coming in from your garage into your house, and sometimes you get like kick marks on there all that other stuff.
Okay, that's good.
I've used the magic eraser on that.
That's really good.
Salad dressing container.
I'm in.
The uncrustable sandwich maker.
What
Marley,
is that?
Come on. She's got a picture of it, too.
It makes round sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you press it down on the bread.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, if you're
gotta look
four.
It up.